Welcome to another UCTV.tv podcast presented by University of California Television.
Puccini loved theater. Some of his biggest successes, they were based on plays. Like Tosca is a Sardou, a play for Sarah Bernhardt, Fanciulli of the West, Belasco, on and on and on. And for Turandot also, the librettos that he settled on, both of them were playwrights. So it's a wonderful theatrical basis. That's why as a stage director, I love Puccini, because this man was a man of theater. And Turandot is a piece of theater. So I'm going to do ping, pong, pong, and I'm going to do all the procession. Okay. Is there anything that you want to repeat? Because this is our chance to experiment whatever you want.
No.
Are you totally comfortable?
Yeah. Okay. I think I'll be fine.
Perfect. So we're just going to go through your entrance.
Get the entrance
and that's it.
Great. The joy of working with somebody like our director, Lotfi Mansouri, and our conductor, Eduardo Müller, is that they both have rich history with this piece, and yet they are both looking to create even more this time around than they have ever experienced before. And you know, that really is the joy of being an opera singer, is working with people in a collaborative spirit, and regardless of the number of times that one performs a role, it's intriguing and fascinating to find new qualities, new conditions to experience as an artist. And both of our fearless leaders are firmly committed to this type of collaboration.
And yes, that will help so much because I'd like to see him be completely baffled.
Tone up, you see it in your third act.
Totally, completely baffled.
Yeah.
And then realize that all the people are here and I've got to...
Because remember... Directing an opera is like putting a very large puzzle together. But at the beginning, all the pieces are separate, every piece. Chorus is separate, soloist is separate, designer, conductor, lighting designer, costume designer. These are all pieces of the puzzle. So stage director must have a vision in his mind and must have a concept. Pieta. And now see him on the second Pieta.
Okay.
Because what I would love to is Pieta. Oh my God, he's alive. You have to work each individual piece of the puzzle separately. So you work with the soloist, giving me the motivations, the relationships, the kind of the parts they play, and then, of course, then direct them within the space that the designer has provided for you and all that stuff. Challenge for a director is really the character of Turandot. She comes out at the beginning of it, kind of powerful, but they say Ice Queen, which I don't accept, I don't buy. She's very emotional. So I then, as a stage director, I have a challenge how to make her vulnerable. How make it acceptable, her transformation from this incredible, powerful personality and harsh and cruel to this very vulnerable young lady that one single kiss can melt her. I must say that I've been delighted working with Lindstrom because he's incredibly intelligent and wonderful. And I think we've achieved it.
Character Turandot is truly a complicated character to portray, largely because she has not quite as much airtime, if you will, as a lot of the other characters. And so therefore, her character has to be obvious early on and from the get-go. Because she starts as such a guarded character, she is conventionally portrayed as an ice princess. And in order to show some of the humanity underneath the iciness, it's a big challenge to try and find expressions that will convey that to an audience in a short amount of time without really the words saying it for you. So. But it's a lovely challenge because ultimately she does completely become human, and it's a wonderful, wonderful sort of development. Was on the cutting edge of 20th century composition. And within the opera of Turandot, he incorporates some of the most innovative orchestrations that had been seen up to that time. And there was certainly a departure after Turandot into other styles of composition. And this was sort of the end of the typical, what we concern ourselves with, Verismo, Italian opera.
Calafrol is so beautiful because he's sweet, warm, and courageous. Also, he have a big heart. Also, I like this role because during the opera, he's very sure of himself. And during the opera, he's angry with Turandot or Ping Pong Pong or Putin Pao. But never, never is a bad person. It's very demanding for a voice, but it's more difficult because you sing two acts very hard before, and then you have to sing the most famous aria today, Nessun Dorma.
Thank you.
between Non piangere liu, the first romanza in Act 1, and the second one, Nessun dorma, the first one, because writing music is more rich and delicate and articulate than Nessun dorma. But Nessun dorma is Nessun dorma. The audience know very well this romanza and waiting for this magical moment. And I'm ready for this moment. I hope only to win like Calaf win in the opera. Vincerò, vincerò, vincerò. Sometimes somebody asks me how to prepare this opera. I reply, I saw lucky tenor, very lucky tenor, because I have two magnificent teachers. One is Latfi Mansouri, and the second one is Eduardo Müller. Non piangere io, sei un lontano giorno, io t'ho sorriso.
But Carlo, if you're a little further upstage, okay, then you can really do it to her. Okay? Just go slightly behind her. And turn her toward, then turn her towards you. That's it. Because it's wonderful to have the contact.
Okay.
Good. Non piangere io, sei un lontano giorno, io ho sorriso, per quel sorriso.
Then there's Liu, who's this delightful, gorgeous, sacrificial young girl. And Puccini has been so generous with Liu. He's given her three major, beautiful numbers that melt your heart.
Every note, I have to say, Puccini puts, you know, the purity. He introduced Liu, you know, with that aria in an amazing way, I have to say. But not just that, even at the end, in the other aria, Tu che di gel sei cinta, he gives us, you know, another side, another face of Liu. Really, she's so strong. She's really strong because even we described before, she's so fragile, the generosity, you know, the love, how it has to be so perfect. At the end, she gives up her life, you know, and we can hear that in the music. It's really strong music with the chromatism, which it expresses, you know, the strength of Liu.
A master, I have to say, to describe, you know, dramatically, you know, the music, and to adapt it that to the role, to Liu in this case. So she doesn't sing so much, I have to say that. But three arias, three little arias, but in three, it's like the whole life of this girl, this human being, so special.
Singing a big role with some arias is most of the time actually easier than singing a role with a few sentences, because you don't have very much chance to bring it up again when you do mistakes. Life, and you sometimes can stuck, you don't know the music, well, the music mostly, but the text, you forget the text. And as more you have to sing, it's better, because then it doesn't matter if there's one sentence not as good, so you have other sentences you can bring up. Acting blind was at the beginning a little bit difficult for me, because I tried to close my eyes and just to listen, which didn't work. And in the meantime, I found out that also you can, being blind, if you just look, you pick a point in the distance, mostly a little bit higher, and then you look always at this point, and just then you automatically see with your ears. It's funny. It's really nice.
The characters of Ping, Pang, and Pong, of course, the origin, you got to go back to Gozzi. Gozzi was a brilliant Venetian playwright of the 18th century in Italy. And the basis of the whole opera is based on a play called Turandot. And what was wonderful about Gozzi, he then utilized Commedia dell'arte character in his plays. And in the play of Turandot, he has Truffaldino, he has Pantalone, he's got Brighella, Tartaglia, and of course the Commedia dell'arte characters have a wonderful, unique, individual personalities all.
If we go to the first one here. If I can't,
yeah. That makes sense.
We can't hit the
track. That's not bad, guys. If you do it in two air, yeah.
If we go.
Not me, I have to go up here.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's better than to be able to go further upstage. Yeah, that's a good idea, guys.
What do you need, boss?
I'll buy it. And so then when the librettist, Simone and Adamo, when they were doing it, they took the basis of the Commedia dell'arte and created it through the Chinese mask. There was the Chinese, so the ping, pang, and pong. When I directed with the singers, I always tell them there is Commedia dell'arte, there's the Chinese mask, and a little bit of Mikado. as you know, this act is not very long. So my recommendation is, let us go through situation after situation, just for space, without any music, so that we find out exactly how much space we have. As you see, we have a little bit more space than we had in the cockpit. So we go from kind of situation after situation. Take your place, please, now, before we listen to the man.
And then after you've worked with the soloist, then you've got, of course, the chorus. That's another piece of the puzzle.
Come further downstairs there. Yeah, and so, yeah, could all of you down there open up? Yeah. So as long as you're behind the curtain, there's enough space there. I want to see every one of you.
Working with large choruses is fun for a stage director, especially good choruses. And I must say that San Diego has a wonderful chorus, and I love working with them. And they want to be directed, and they want to be involved. So that makes it much easier. The motivation is well structured by Puccini, by his librettist, and, of course, by his music. Another piece of puzzle is work with the set designer. What kind of a visual context do you want it? So then you work with the lighting designer. Then you work with the costume designer. And then the props and all that. Each of these pieces of the puzzle could be then altered slightly or polished a little bit, you know, so that finally you bring them all together, that they must form a cohesive, a completely, a total vision of this piece. In the back of your mind, you must have a complete understanding and the total picture. But it's a very, very complex process, and it takes incredible amount of preparation. As a stage director, going back to the original play, or going back to the libretto, going back to this, to really come to rehearsal with all of this knowledge at your disposal, and then you're the master manipulator. You start kind of putting these little pieces of the puzzle together and hopefully to get a total picture.
In your own words, what do you think Turandot is about?
Turandot is about the power of love.
Turandot is about the power of love.
The opera Turandot is about love in general.
And the opera Turandot is about the real love.
The opera ends in this way, with a great love between Caliph and Turandot.
one of the most compelling aspects of this opera in general, and one of the most enduring aspects of it, is simply the power of the Romantic era, Verismo era, style of composition that Puccini was firmly grounded in. And it is compelling. There's no way around it. It is romantic. It is passionate. And I don't mean to sound glib, but if you have a pulse, you're going to be moved by this.
Let's continue.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.